Happy Martin Luther King Day. Today's also the one-year anniversary of the historic nuclear deal the U.S. and five key allies struck with Iran. Supporters say it keeps Iran's nuclear program under tight restrictions for at least a decade. But members of the incoming Trump administration have vowed to scrap it. Yesterday, Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, told ABC the jury's still out, but...
We all know that President-elect Trump doesn't like the Iran deal. Thinks it's a terrible document, thinks it will create a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, which it already is beginning to do.
NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Istanbul, Turkey. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Robin.
And how is the deal going a year after implementation?
Well, it is still going. The UN's nuclear agency just yesterday confirmed that Iran had met another obligation. It removed nearly two-thirds of the centrifuges, the uranium spinning machines, from the Fordo underground enrichment site, which will now not be an enrichment site, but a research facility. From Tehran, we've been hearing from a senior Iraqi negotiator. His name is Abbas Araghchi. He was talking to reporters in Tehran about how the deal looked from their perspective after a year. Here's an excerpt.
ما در طول یک سال گذشته با بدعهدی ها
Now, he's basically saying Iran did achieve some successes. The economy is improving after years of sanctions, but that was in spite of America. Araghchi says, in the past year, we've encountered broken promises, delaying tactics, antagonistic policies. He says the negative behavior by Washington was expected and would be overcome. But then he also said this agreement would not be renegotiated, which could prove significant.
Well, yeah, because as we're hearing, the Trump administration might want to do that. But so you're saying that Iran seems to be living up to its commitments. But there are some controversies. What are they?
Well, Iran agreed to some really tight limits on its nuclear program, but it's pushing up against those limits pretty aggressively in a couple of areas. Its stockpile of heavy water is one, low-enriched uranium fuel is another. Now, the deal's got enforcement mechanisms, and they basically caught the problems, and they're being corrected. But it does show Tehran is determined to hang on to every bit of the nuclear program that the deal does allow. And because these stockpiles go up and down over time, you know, if they get real close to the limits, they can sometimes go over.
Now, also talk about the deal and perhaps there being a push to either renegotiate it or drop it. What is the sense of how possible that is?
Well, at the moment, Iran's keeping a pretty tough lineup in its public comments, saying this is multilateral. It's got the UN Security Council behind it. You can't just scrap it. But if you look at the change that's going on in Washington, the prospects for this deal seeing a second anniversary could be in question. Trump calls it the dumbest deal he's ever seen in his latest interview. In the past, he's talked about making it stronger. I checked with Iran analyst Ali Vaez. He's with the International Crisis Group. And he says they're going to be a bit careful on both sides. Neither Iran nor the U.S. really want to be blamed for killing the deal, but it could still happen quite easily because there's so much political hostility between the two countries. Here's how he put it.
This doesn't mean we can't get into a destructive tit-for-tat where we will be in a gray zone in which it's not clear who has really violated the agreement. And I think this is the biggest threat to the deal, that it could become collateral damage of this game of rivalry that has played out between Iran and the United States over the past three decades.
Well, that's pretty gloomy.
certainly is.
Yeah. Do you see any bright spots?
Well, this same group, the International Crisis Group, came out with a report today looking back at the first year and looking ahead. And it makes the point that Donald Trump will be the first president in some two decades to take office without having to worry that Iran is just around the corner from getting a nuclear weapon. Analyst Ali Vaez told me it's conceivable that once Trump takes office and realizes that his shelves are groaning with other crises that need attention, maybe he won't rush to undo the nuclear deal and possibly reignite that crisis.
Well, meanwhile, a part of the deal is allowing business with Iran. How's that going? I mean, are there U.S. companies that might be saying, well, wait a second, you started us down a path we don't want to stop?
Well, some may be saying that, but there's more saying we don't quite see our way through this path yet. There are still sanctions in place that have to do with other things, non-nuclear related, the human rights record, some very legitimate concerns. But it's making risk analysts at some of these corporations very leery of going ahead with even the deals that this nuclear agreement allows because of concerns about it falling apart. And there's a thing called a snapback provision where all of the sanctions instantly come back into place. So there's a lot of problems for Iran trying to get these deals done. But they have done some. They just got their first Airbus. They've had some oil deals, and they do expect some more.
NPR's Peter Kenyon from Istanbul, Turkey, and talking about the latest on the Iran nuclear deal, the one-year anniversary of that deal today. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.